It was stressful, to say the very least, frightening for some Metro passengers. 2 weeks after that incident on the Green Line with those two trains stuck in a tunnel, Metro now saying that mistakes were made. Topping the list, they say, poor communication with passengers.
Well, essentially what happened, Dell, was there was an arcing insulator on the tracks. And an arcing insulator is when an errant current floats on the track and the insulator smokes to signify that there's a problem. Now, we knew this when this happened a couple weeks ago. They said that. What ended up happening was a track crew along with Metro Transit Police went out to solve the problem. While they were out there, a train, one of the two trains that ended up getting stuck, headed towards them. The Metro Transit police officer thought it may hit them. So he hit an emergency brake, which shut down power to the entire track, stranding that train and a train behind it. The problem that came up in this situation was that he's supposed to call the command center for Metro and say, this is what's going on. What should I do? And in this situation, they would have told him that that train would have been diverted before it hit them so that they were in no danger. But by hitting that switch and not notifying the command center, they created a whole sort of miscommunication in a situation.
And in this case, the passengers actually spilled out onto the tracks. Was that supposed to happen that way?
Well, the interesting part of this, Dell, is that the two trains had drastically different stories. The train that was closest to the Anacostia Metro station, which was actually partially in the station, the operator, Metro says, did a very poor job at communicating, not really giving updates over the PA system, not really letting them know what went on. On the second train, the operator, who is a more seasoned veteran, did a very good job, according to the report, letting passengers know what was going on. But on that second train, this is a troubling part that the general manager said should never have happened. A passenger confronted the train operator and said, what's going on? When will we get power? The operator didn't know an answer, and he decided to take all the passengers off the train, despite the fact that the operator said no. It also happened on the first train. The problem was they were about ready to solve this problem. Metro says they were 2 minutes away from restoring power to these trains, getting them onto the next station. And as they were about to flip the switch, they got word that these people were on the track. And all of a sudden, they couldn't flip the switch because they didn't want to electrocute people.
How dangerous was it then for those passengers? If we're talking about a 2 minute period, how much of a risk was it to the passengers?
Well, it was a very big risk. One of the things that Tom Downs, who is a member of the Metro board, said in the meeting is that maybe perhaps Metro should put on all trains big warning signs that says people should not go on the tracks and that they're risking their lives. Because as you said, they were within minutes of stepping on a live rail and having a whole bigger situation where people could have died.
What's Metro doing?
Well, one of the issues that came out of this that was a big problem was the miscommunication, not only between that officer and the command center, but the radio traffic. So one of the things that they're working on is cross-training between different departments within Metro and with the local counties on how to, as a team, work on these situations.
That's WTOP sprawl and crawl reporter Ari Ash.